NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast, Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
420 with CNW. Marijuana advertising is unlikely to change much after recent rescheduling. The Trump administration's move to loosen federal limits on medical marijuana has sparked conversations in the technology sector. Major digital platforms, including licensed firms like SNDL Inc., will continue operating under current regulations.
Green Monk expands Midwest presence with Illinois launch, grows Circle K distribution. Green Monk expands its Midwest presence with a launch in Illinois, debuting its award-winning hemp THC soda in 325 stores. The brand also grows its distribution in Circle K convenience stores. Partnering with Romano Beverage, Green Monk enters the Illinois market and secures placement in 250 Circle K locations and 75 Romano Beverage Cooler Access Program stores.
420 with CNW. What marijuana firms need to know about retroactive Section 280E relief? The cannabis industry is abuzz with discussions on the potential impact of retroactive relief under Section 280E. Tax experts suggest that any relief post-reclassification may only apply moving forward. With firms now able to deduct business expenses, companies like Innovative Industrial Properties, Inc. could see a surge in clients as cannabis businesses reinvest profits. Stay informed with CNW420's daily updates on the evolving cannabis sector.
Federally funded AMA research finds more older adults opting for MMJ. A federally funded study has revealed that a growing number of older adults are turning to medical marijuana for relief, moving away from traditional treatments. Companies like TerrAscend Corp may see potential in catering to this demographic. This news highlights a shift in the perception and use of cannabis among seniors.
420 with CNW. Congressional researchers explain limitations, implications of marijuana reclassification. A new report from congressional researchers is shedding light on what the Trump administration's move to reclassify cannabis could mean for the industry, while also outlining the limits of the policy shift under federal law. As the ramifications of the recent decision to reclassify some marijuana products continue to become clearer, marijuana companies like Tilray Brands, Inc. will be able to ascertain how this will impact their operations. That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.